happened?
This is Tay
and Cass
with the Level the Fuck Up podcast.
Welcome the fuck back to Level the Fuck Up. We are so excited to be back on the mic. Y'all, it's been a fucking season. And, you know, we miss you. We miss podcasting. We missed talking about all these things. And we have so much shit going on in our brains. It's hard to even, nail down what we even want to talk about. But what are we talking about, Cass?
Today we are literally going to talk about essentially why all of us are fucking burnt out, or feel like we have a lot of stress in regards to client communication and just really overbooking ourselves. I think everybody's in the season of just burnt the fuck out. Not everyone, because I'm going to be honest, I don't feel burnt out, but I felt burnt out last year. And that's why we want to talk about this of what have we learned in the past that has allowed for us to feel burnout. But literally, Taylor and I, before we just hopped on the mic, we were talking about different stories that we've seen of literally, she just showed me one of another photographer literally crying in her stories and captioning it basically that she feels so burnt out and she feels like she failed herself and her clients. And it just is guys, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how we got here.
Yeah. How the fuck did we get here? I think too, me and Cass are not perfect and we've been there before, you know, and I would totally say for me right now, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm burnt out, but I would say that I didn't time manage the correct way. And I think number one, we want to talk about a few different things, but number one would be don't stress, communicate. And it sounds so simple because that's the way I want you to digest that is I am a big believer on being honest, be honest with yourself and be honest with your clients because honesty is human. And I think as business owners, we can have an ego around oh my gosh, if I admit that I'm late on this deadline, then it makes it worse. But really, it makes you free. You admitting that you aren't perfect and maybe didn't reach a deadline that maybe, yeah, was on your contract. I think two contracts, yes, they're legal and yes, they're someone could take you to court, whatever. And I think that we have a lot of fear in that. But I think the people that you're booking, at least the people that I'm booking, I have a friendship with. I have a human to human relationship with. And I know for the most part, they're not going to be taking me to court because I'm a week late. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, yo, not excuses either, but just being I have had a full season and I am trying to put my heart and soul into your images or into whatever the fuck you do for a living. But I know that we all have been maybe late on something in our business or something in school or something, right? And then you feel like a failure. You feel like you shame yourself. You feel like you're not good enough. You don't you're not doing enough. And then also you compare yourself. It's so many layers, right? And so if you just communicate with your client and you're just this is where I'm at. This is how much time I need. And if you're honest with yourself, number one, before you're honest with them, then you will tell yourself you don't need just one day. You know what I used to do? Is I used to be
We love this. We love the honesty.
I used to fucking be late. I hadn't fucking even started their wedding. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'll send it to you tomorrow. Was I done tomorrow? No, because I wasn't honest with myself. I wasn't honest with how much time I needed. And so now I always am I'll give myself at least a week and a half or 2 weeks. I'll have your wedding by next week. Or that always gives me a leeway of time because I know that I can edit a wedding in a day if I really grind time. But do I enjoy it? No. Mm-hmm. Am I burnt out from an all-nighter? Yes. Mm-hmm. So being honest gives you that freedom and not to stress about it. Because it's a choice. It's a choice to feel that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you can free yourself from it right now.
For sure. Because your thoughts are literally the way you feel. And then your feeling is creating your behavior. So at the end of the day, if you feel like shit, then you're going to end up not performing at your best work, which we all know. But also, I would say to piggyback off of what she said is like, don't give like a tentative date. Like, I don't care who the bride is. And if they ask, like, do you have a day when they'll be delivered? No, I won't. It will be soon. Like, just creating a boundary. And for me, I really went cutthroat on this. So I'm just going to throw down with what I got to say and what's worked for me. This might not work for you, but I'm going to tell you exactly what did for me. Last year, let's run it back. Last year at this time, I literally was balls deep in editing. Like, I'm talking a stupid amount. Like, I 20 videos to like 20 albums. I was doing it all on myself. Like, it was a fucking thing, y'all. And I literally was like, never again. Like, I don't care what I have to do in 2022, but this is not happening. And now I am just like, praise the good Lord Jesus for this. I literally took out my give back time out of my pricing guide and out of my contract. And if a bride asks me when they will be receiving it, I will give a rest estimate and I will communicate, Your wedding is in September, which is also my busiest month. Typically, I can give back from 8 to 12 weeks, but that is not guaranteed. And I'm going to do my best to like deliver in a timely manner. However, like, I don't want to be bound to that because that creates expectations for you and it creates expectations for me. And I promise you, just that communication alone has freed my mind to being like, I'm giving back at a crazy rate right now. Ultimately, that will lead to how in regards to like me also hiring on my team and all that jazz. But at the end of the day, like mindset wise, it literally has allowed for so much freedom that now it just isn't like, oh, today is their due date. It's due today. Like, fuck that. Literally, fuck that. That's how I feel with it. Other people might not agree, but that's why this is a hot take of things that normal people don't talk about within the industry. So here we go.
Unpopular opinions. Mm-hmm. I think off that too, me and Cass talked about this last time she was here. And honestly, like, I challenged her in that because it was like outside of my – it's almost outside of what you've known for so long, right? So like me being a photographer for 7 years, like it would – like her saying that she took out of her contract and her pricing guide – that she doesn't do deliverable like time frames, in my brain I was like, that it's so hard for me to comprehend because that's literally what so many people have asked me. But that made me think, like, the reason why so many people ask me that is because it's written down. And if they're not thinking about that expectation, like if I'm not setting the expectation, they don't have one. Mm-hmm. Period. If I'm not setting the expectation, they don't have one. So we are in charge as business owners, whatever the fuck you do, whether you're a personal trainer, I talk to Tyler about this all the time, like even in his business, he will say like, oh, I'm going to get you your program, your nutrition or your exercise program, whatever the fuck, back to you by the end of the day. And sometimes he doesn't. And then he feels like a fucking failure. And it's like, don't put an expectation on yourself that you can't meet, one, and two, that like, just don't put them on yourself, period. Mm-hmm. And so I also was posted something today about like, don't stress, communicate with your clients. And someone else commented to me and they said that what they've been doing in the back end of their business, which I don't know how what this looks like, but they put like a queue of editing in mm-hmm. their list. So they take out like the expectation of like when deliverables or when your wedding is going to be delivered. But they have like a queue of how many sessions or weddings that they have, and then they cross that list off. And so you can see how far down the list you are to getting your wedding back.
See, I love this idea. This is something I literally was just talking about. I was like, there needs to be an app or something out there that we can do this. I need Taylor, I need you to ask her what the fuck the software is or what she's using for this, because I need to know, because I think that that is absolutely genius. It's the same. It's the same thing as getting a package. You're fucking stoked. Okay. I'm not really one to look up a package, but like if the package is like fucking my film camera, I'm going to look it up. Okay. So at the end of the day,
your photos, like you're like, I'm so excited. Like,
yeah. So it's like, you're checking, whatever. Totally get that.
But it would allow for you to, just like you would look up a UPS package and be like, where's my package? Where is she within my editing queue? And then that mm-hmm. allows for people to like know and mm-hmm. understand. But also, here's the deal with
this.
That
was a good analogy. I didn't know where you were going with the package thing, but that was a good analogy.
Yeah, get at me. Okay, don't question it. Don't question it. No, I'm just playing. But also, I just want to talk about like how photographers literally have created such an unrealistic expectation for each other. And then we keep doing it over and over and over again. And nobody wants to break it. Nobody wants to speak the fuck up and be like, hey, guys, does anybody think that this is fucking stupid? Does anybody think that we're really able to give back a wedding for 6 to 8 weeks within busy season? Does anybody really think that booking 35 weddings is absolutely insane? Anybody else? But instead, we just follow what everybody else is doing. Well, this person gives sneaks within 72 hours, so I'm going to try to do it too. Or this person, you know what I mean? And then we just are trying to keep up with each other. And I've about had it, to be completely honest. And I'm like, fuck this. Like, people aren't booking me because I'm following the rules of what other photographers have set. People are booking me because my business is dope as fuck, because I completely do it in my own way. And that's how I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to try to be anybody else. And this is what works for me. And I'm going to stay in my own motherfucking lane. And I just want to talk about how we don't have to do what other people are doing, period. And now Taylor's leaving me, so now I feel like I have to keep going. So here we go. She's shutting the door, but okay. Anyways, now let's go on to a different topic, which is what has allowed for us to be more free within our business and really give back on a better time, not be burnout. The number one thing for me has been asking for help and literally hiring on a team. So I have two assistants that help me and assist with editing. And I'm just going to lay it out exactly how I do it, because people are going to be like, ask the question, whatever. Let's run it back. Let's run it back to the fact that I had other people's opinions telling me that I shouldn't allow for other people to edit my photos that I'm delivering. Let me say this to you. I'm running a business. Let that sit in. You are running a business. This is a business. Okay, you go to the fucking dentist. The dentist has assistants. Sometimes you want to be worked on by Mr. Dentist Man. Well, guess what? He has Joe Smo over here that's working as his assistant, and that person is the one that's going to work on your teeth today. And that's just the way that this is. We are in a business, and like, I am here to provide a service that it is amazing, and I will stick to that. But just because I'm allowing other people to edit my photos does not mean that I am not providing a service that is under my name. So that is a big thing, because I know as artists, we're like, oh, I want to be the person that's doing it. And this is like the part of being an artist. Well, if that's the case, keep being burnt out. Have fun. Like that's what I got to say to that.
I think that the beginning of a lot of our photography journeys, whether it was like photographers that we looked up to or whatever you were like learning from, is at the very beginning of my photography journey, I'll talk on my own, but a lot of ego is kind of taught in the industry. Like, it's very much so like, know your worth, like know like all this stuff, you know what I mean, before you even have ever shot a wedding, like know your worth, like make sure they're tagging you, make sure like you know you're not undercharging, because then you devalue everyone else. And like, there's so much to this as an artist. And like, you know, I just feel like we put that, again, like back to expectations, right? But it's like, we put so much on ourselves to carry, and like, we have to do it all. We are the ones. And it's like, of course, this is a beautiful art. And like, being a photographer is like, I would argue biasly, like one of the best jobs in the world, just in a sense of the fact that it creates like profit and then also flexible time and seasons. It's amazing. Like, it gives flexibility. It does. And like, the reason why we're all burnout is because we choose to be there. So like, this is what this podcast is, to inspire you and like, you know, all of those things. But I would say back to what me and Cass are talking about, in a sense of asking for help in your business, is it's trust. And I think that if you trust yourself, if you trust yourself and you trust your art and you trust your process, then you can ask for help and you can bring someone in and you can tell them exactly what you need them to do for you. And then you have a system in place where you test them out for a month, 3 months. You have a system, because I think that the hardest part is like, oh my God, like, how do I bring help onto my business? How do I do that? I post it on Instagram, on my stories. I just, you know, super easy. Hey, I need help.
And I would say the example of that would be like posting exactly what you need and understanding that too, because this runs it back to a conversation that Taylor and I had with another photographer. Is it's, yes, we want to add Pinterest and hire a virtual assistant that helps us with our SEO and X, Y, and Z. But do you need that right now? What do you need to eliminate the burnout? What do you need that allows for more balance? And that's the way my brain thinks.
Yes, and also, like, me and Cass both needed separate things. So if Cass and I compared ourselves to each other and where we were asking for help in our businesses, this would be completely false, because where she needs help is not where I need help. And yes. So it's like, you need to also do that for yourself. Where X, Y, and Z in your industry needs help is not where you need help. You need to be more in your lane. We all need to be more in our lane, especially as artists. We compare our fucking self too much, subconsciously, all the things. We need to, like, come. I'm doing great. My microphone just literally
mic drop.
So great. Literally just fell into my lap. I love that for me. But I don't even know where I was going with that.
No, it's okay. No, but she is right in the sense of, like, and maybe you need to sit and reflect on what you do need. Maybe it's help with emails. Maybe it's with contracts. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are in the space of you're killing that in game and you do need to hire somebody for Pinterest. That's awesome. But I think that it just is overall evaluating where you are and what you need. So yeah. I'm going to tell y'all what I need and then Tay can tell you what she needs. I needed about 3 months ago somebody that was helping me specifically with editing. I do a lot of photo and video, and I needed to give the photo part, like, to somebody that allows for me to edit and deliver on a timely, or not even, like, honestly, a quicker manner. Like, that's what I really wanted. And so with that, I hired two assistants, and both are part-time. They couldn't be full-time. So both are part-time assistants. They do at one wedding gallery a week for me each. So overall, I've been able to literally deliver like 3 to 4 wedding galleries a week by having them on. Here's how I do it. They are both virtual. So one lives in Austin, one lives in Denver. As y'all know, I live in Nashville. So what literally happens is I will put all of my photos within a catalog and do the built smart previews. There's literally a wonderful YouTube that literally explains how to do this, which is how to send a Lightroom catalog to somebody. Literally is what I typed in, and this is how you do it. Uploaded all of the photos within there. Again, hit build smart previews. They all are within the gallery. I export that catalog. Run it back. I edit different lighting situations within the catalog. I don't call it. I call on my own. Like, I don't have a software. I've never needed a software. That's just me. Do not compare yourself to me. Maybe one day I'll get it, but I don't. And so with that, I literally will just go through. I don't call. They do. However, before I send it to them, I will put my different editing on different lighting situations, so that way they know exactly the edit I want within that lighting situation. And literally they can copy paste and do edits that I have trained them to do, whether that is exposing it or downing, like making the skin tones more like natural and not red, whatever that is. So once I have done that, I will export the catalog, make it a zip file, and I will drop it within a Google Drive, and that way they can upload it on their own. They edit it. They call it down to a specific amount of photos that I need for whatever wedding it was, if it was an 8-hour wedding or a 10-hour wedding, whatever. So with that, they'll edit it completely, then they'll send it back to me. Once they send it back to me, then I can look through their edits, enhance anything that I want to enhance, export it, and I'm the one that uploads it to my PicTime, because in order to do it this system, you can have your own system. I'm going to start with that. But also, in order to have the system, in order to have the biggest files that that will be delivered to the client, I need to export it because I'm the one that has the raw files. So I will go through, export it, upload it to PicTime, deliver it to the client. Wonderful. That literally has saved my motherfucking life. And with that being said, I will also say, like what Taylor said of like she put it on social. I personally put it on social on like a Tuesday, like 3 months ago, aligned out like a bunch of interviews on a Friday. And by the following Monday, I had hired an assistant. And so it's like, it is possible for you to really just like get this moving and grooving. And within 2 weeks, I was able to create a system that allows for this to happen. Now, being open and honest with those people as assistants is like, I might not only need you for 3 months, or this is going to be like a 4 month gig and we can see what runs from that. And so, yeah. That was me. Taylor can share hers. Here we go.
I think overall, just don't think, just do. If you need help, don't think about it. Just do it and figure it out as you go. I think there's so much self-doubt, self-deprecation you can get in your head about X, Y, and Z. Well, what if you can't trust your assistant? What if your assistant steals whatever, because I know this is a lot.
Actually, let's talk about this. We did have a conversation with another person. Bring up the question that she has, and then we'll tell what our answers were.
She basically said, like, have you ever had, or are you guys ever scared of somebody, like, copying you or, like, just stealing
your style, edits,
stealing your presets, stealing from you? In my answer to that is no. Like, I think that I am me and no one can ever fucking be me. Like, you can have my presets for sure. That's why I sold them. I want you to have some of the knowledge and some of the stuff that I've worked so hard to be at this point. I want you to have like the tones that I've worked so hard to achieve. I want to give that to people, like, and that doesn't make me better than. No, it just makes me. I think I've just done the ego work. I used to have that ego. I think it's an ego, and I think you just have to check yourself, like, and ask yourself, what's the absolute fucking worst that can happen? What's the absolute worst? Like, okay, they steal your presets. Okay, they maybe steal a photo and post it on the okay. Like, I think the only time it hurts is when you're threatened by them. Mm-hmm. And if you are proud of who you are and you're certain in who you are as an artist and as a business, I don't think that anything can touch that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that takes work and that takes like growth and that takes constantly doing things to evolve, to be in that mindset. And I would say like Kat and I have both done those things, like in a sense of like the work to get to that place. And I think we're really proud to be in that place. Doesn't make us better than, doesn't make us like perfect. We have our fucking shit. And I would say too, to like I think Kat touched a lot on the processes. Like, if you guys want to know my processes, they're just like a little different, but, I have like an in-person assistant, but I think like that's what we'll kind of give on this episode, in regards to like processes that we give other people for help. I think for everyone it's going to look very different. So like whatever your thing that you need help, don't be afraid that you don't have your shit together. Don't be afraid that like, oh my gosh, like I need to be so organized and my emails need to be to zero and my HoneyBook is a mess, or I don't even have a HoneyBook. My catalogs are a mess. I don't even know it. Like that's the thing though, is like none of us are ever going to reach that point in our life that we feel that we're completely caught up or like we're completely ready, right? Like you just don't ever reach that point. Like no matter what you do in your off season's there for rest. Like, and if you want to grow and you want to do certain things in your business, great, do fucking that. But I would say, ask for help when you need the fucking help. Don't ask for help when you're like, oh my God, I'm perfect and now I can bring someone in. Now I'm organized. I can bring someone in. No, bring someone in when you're a fucking shit show. Bring someone in.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a great example, not to call out Taylor or anything. She's just a great example and I love her to death. But the truth is she had this narrative in her brain that was, yeah, I need to have my shit together in order before I hire somebody on. And like literally it was like challenging. She challenges me in so many different ways. So I'm not saying that I'm the one that should accredit to this, but like, yeah, literally I challenged you to be like, get, like, hire an assistant even when you are a shit show. Because ultimately, if, yeah, we continually say so many times that we're going to do something when X happens, it's never going to happen. Because ultimately,
it's like continuously a thought loop for me. So, like, yeah, I think that we all have these thought loops. And watching myself do that is a very interesting. And I still do it. I still do it. And I think, like, I have the people in my life to hold me accountable to that thought loop. Because now I've proved myself wrong. Like, mm-hmm, I proved myself wrong that I can be a shit show and have someone in, because I have this perfectionist like mindset and I still want to be perceived in a certain way. I've gotten a lot better. I think I love myself. Like, mm-hmm, and I thought I loved myself before, but it's like, you can always go deeper. You can always go deeper with yourself. You can always get to know yourself more and, mm-hmm, and accept yourself. Like, and I think self-love is accepting yourself. And I think that was a huge piece for me, is to accept myself, love myself in order to let someone into my business and be like, mm-hmm, hey, like, I am feeling a little embarrassed that you're in my business. Like, literally, you're in my business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are all up in there. You're seeing my numbers, you're seeing how much I make, you're seeing how much, I mean, my assistant's in my emails, like, she sees my credit card, like, she sees everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think that with the interview process for me and asking for help, I needed to like go through my brain and like what I wanted in a human, what I wanted in a photographer, like, I wanted someone who was also a photographer so that I could have them second shoot with me. I didn't want them virtual. I wanted them to live where I was so they can come to my house and we can go over everything. Like, I wanted that. Cass doesn't need that. That's what I needed. And so, you know, you just, everyone's different. Everyone's different. But like, my business is thriving. I have so much more time back. My assistant's in Taiwan right now, so I am a little drowning on edits right now because I didn't, like, I'm not going to make her fucking edit while she's in fucking Taiwan with her family. Like, so anyways, that is asking for help. So overall, mm-hmm, buy your life back and buy your time back,
mm-hmm,
period. Mm-hmm. If you're drowning, just anyone, like, if you need someone to walk your dogs, hire someone on wag walks or whatever that fucking app is. If you need, mm-hmm, someone to watch your kids, like, don't be ashamed to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are we ashamed? Why are we embarrassed? We can't do it all. Why do we think that we can?
I think a big piece, though, too, is like running it back to like when we first started, or if you're listening to this and you're like, I just financially can't. I financially can't. Let's give that as an example. Okay. There's two avenues to this. Number one, I would be the challenger of, is it true that you financially can't? And let's look at, are you just scared of what that could mean, of you're not making as much, or like, because I'll go to like last year for me, for example. I definitely could have financially done it. Would it have not allowed for me to make as much? 1000%, obviously. But also, it was more or less like that. I wish I would have had the mindset that hiring somebody on would have cost me money. However, that would allowed freedom for me to do other things. Mm-hmm. And by other things, I mean mentorships or selling presets or having more of like courses or retreats and that kind of thing. And I think that at the end of the day, it is the question of, are you limiting yourself in a way that traps you to believing that you financially can't have somebody? And I think that that is a huge piece for a lot of us, of being like, evaluate your business of where you are and where you want to go. Because at the end of the day, that was a huge thing for me. Like last year, I did my Think Week at the first week of December. That's what changed the game for me moving forward for this year. And it goes back to what Taylor was saying, of really understanding what you need and why.
versus being in the noise of, oh, well, I heard this person say that, so I'm going to do it too. Like, if you resonate with Taylor and I, amazing. Like, we are here to help you in that. But also, I would say challenging you to take the time to really evaluate where you are and what you need. And ultimately, I also think it's a limiting belief that you have to pay somebody a lot. Realistically, you don't. Realistically, there's new photographers out there that are just capable and want to learn from you. And financially, you don't have to pay that much. Like, that's the truth. And ultimately, when you level up in that way, that allows for you to level up in other ways to eventually pay them.
You can do a trade too. Like, yes. There's so many ways around this. And I mean, of course, the limiting belief for me was like, okay, once I get out of credit card debt, like, I think I have this cycle where, like, and it's not a ton. It's like I'm in $7,000, like, but it's because I like to spend my money on fucking shit, you know, like, it's just whatever. Anyways, so like that was always my limiting belief. So then I'd get myself out of debt and then I'd get myself right back in. And then I'd get myself out of debt and then I'd get myself right back in. And it was a cycle where I was just like, okay, like this is obviously something deeper. Like I need to work on that. But like I'm not going to wait till I'm out of debt to invest in like help. If anything, that's going to like help me prioritize getting out more.
That's what I want to talk about.
1,000%. It fucking has.
Wait, I want to talk about how though, because I think that this is so good because I've seen you do it multiple times in the most beautiful way. And but no, truly, like how has hiring list
built a filter in my brain? Like I think that there's like a filter for me now, and I think like that filter is okay. Like, can I afford X? Like, is this and afford? Sometimes that can be limiting. So like, okay, like. So sorry, I want to go back on that, erase what I just said, but like reprioritizing, like at what I'm choosing to pay for versus what I was paying for. So I'm going to pay for help versus a new Free People fucking shirt. And a Free People shirt for me was like $100. And so it's like, I'm paying my assistant $18 an hour, full transparency. That's what I'm paying. That's what you can pay, or you can pay, or you can put it out there and be like, hey, like I need some help and I would trade a mentorship or a photo shoot. And that's also what we did at the beginning of my mentor or my hiring her is she, I had her on, I paid her for like, I think a month. And then she was like, hey, I want to do a photo shoot with you. And I was like, let's do a trade. We did a trade. And like what I charge is $700 a shoot. So $700 for my assistant working for me was fucking beautiful. Like that was amazing. Like, so, but obviously that's not going to be for everybody, but for me, that's what works for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
When I talk, it shows my voice, but when you talk, it doesn't.
It's showing my voice on my side.
Okay. Wonderful. That's great.
Wait,
then.
Wait, I think. Hello, 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 hello. It's like showing.
Okay, well then that's great.
But then yours is like bigger.
I know.
Okay, there it goes. Yeah. If I'm like in the mic.
Okay. Just make sure it's recording. I didn't want to fuck it up and have to have you edit this, but also I just wanted to make sure.
I think it's fine. Hopefully.
Okay. We're doing wonderful.
I'll edit that part out or not.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next thing that we were going to talk about.
Why did you overbook yourself in the first place is the one we're on.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, why did you overbook yourself in the first place? I think for me in certain seasons, maybe you overspend or you are having a financial goal or whatever. I think that's great. It's not a very bad thing to have your goals and make money and shoot for the fucking moon. It's never a bad thing. And I think sometimes in the artistry world, sometimes it can be like a greedy, like, oh my God, she's just in it for money. And it's like, well, I just want to talk about the fact that like, okay, well, like what's your rent every single month or what's your mortgage? How much does it cost you to put food on your table for you and your family? How much does it cost you to maybe do like something fun for yourself? How much does it fucking cost you? Life costs money. Sorry to break it to you. We all know this. So it's like, it's okay to have a goal in mind to do something for money. It's okay. But like, I would say making sure that you're doing it for money, but not you're not trading too much of your time in regards to burnout, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think before for me, I've said yes too many times. And then when you say yes to something in a booking or you say yes to an opportunity, you also say no to something else. You say no to rest or you say no to your relationship or you say no to friends. And I mean, that sounds very dramatic, but that is the truth. So when I say yes to a wedding booking, I am double, triple checking at this point in my life my entire month. My entire month, and like, can I fit this in? It doesn't make sense to me. How much do I like have a wedding the day before? I won't at this point in my business. Like, I won't do a double header, triple header. I've done those. I've done triple headers before. You're like, oh my God, I'm making 20 grand on a weekend, like whatever, but it ain't worth, I need an entire day after that to rest.
Mm-hmm. Which is so good to talk about in the sense of like where you are of like you've done it. And now you're like, that's not something that I will do, which is a beautiful thing in both ways.
And then also it's like, okay, then you're doing all the depletion in a sense of the energy that it takes to shoot a wedding. And then you're also like that third wedding or that second wedding the next day, you're not giving them. I don't feel like you're 100%. Mm-hmm. And with as much as you think that you can, like a wedding ends most of the time, we all get off at like 10, it takes you like an hour to get home, 11, like you're, if you back up cards or whatever the fuck you're doing, you're not going to bed till 1, like you're not getting quality rest, you're not getting quality, like it's just a whole thing. And then also with that, then later on when you like want to deliver the weddings, they're all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And then you're just bound to literally like have an unrealistic give back time, which then will allow for you to feel like a failure, and then you're failing your clients. It's a never ending cycle. Yeah. But that's what I want to talk about with the toxic cycle of overbooking yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, one, it's possible to do, obviously, no matter like if you literally are in the first year of your business or the seventh year of your business. I think that that's like another thing of like, it's going to happen, and that is literally okay that it is going to happen. But I want to talk about the negative cycle in the sense of people sometimes, and I've been there and Taylor's been there, and that's why I think that it's so great that we can talk about this now of, and maybe we still are there, like there's different essences where this is possible, but it just is like you overbook yourself to make a certain amount of money, and then you continually are doing it over and over and over again. So let's say there's two cases, and I need to like even write this down. Number one is you're doing it to make a certain amount of money. And number two is to, let's say, pay off debt. So we're going to go off the pay off debt piece for this. So if you are continually overbooking yourself to pay off debt or to like reach a certain amount. So let's say that. So you are literally continually doing it and then continually find yourself in that space of you aren't like you still are in debt. So then it's a continual cycle, right? Like you continually are booking like X amount of weddings to make X amount of money to get out debt. And then the year after, it keeps happening and it keeps happening. And then you aren't financially where you want to be. Now the question becomes, are you overbooking yourself and it's becoming a cycle that you just continually are in so much that it naturally has become a thing for you that you continually are doing the bad habits? So the question becomes this: what do you need to change within your business or within your life financially? Is it raising your prices so then you're doing less but making the same amount? Is it you spending less so then you aren't overbooking yourself so that way you don't specifically need financially what you need within your life? And I think it just is being honest with yourself of that. Like, so for example, for me, it was like, I definitely need to charge more, and that's what I did this year, and I need to book less. And I'm going to be okay with maybe last year was a bigger year for me than this year was. Mm-hmm. And it's mentally being okay with the fact of like, but I have my life back. Yeah. Like I have work-life balance down to a T. I'm in zero debt. Like I am able to be in that space. But it's like you have to fight like hell to get where you want to be when it comes to booking and financially, mm-hmm. and understand how you're going to get there and then stay at that place. And being okay with being in that place is also a huge thing. Because ultimately, let's talk about ego here for a second. Let's talk about when – I'll say this for me is like I only wanted to book 20 weddings this year. I ended up booking 22. Last year I was at like 38. It was stupid. But anyways, good times for old Cass. Anyways, so we booked 22 weddings this year. I feel like I'm able to stay on top of it. Awesome sauce. But when I see somebody that's like, I shot 35 weddings this year, my brain goes, should I have booked more? Like that's just me being honest. And so it's like, obviously it's like when we see people are also booking X amount, then we're like, oh, maybe I should book that. Or we see people doing minis. So should I do minis? Oh, well, and then our brain will be like, well, they're easy. It's only this much time. And then like, oh, I can edit that. Like, you know, or whatever. But it's like, but why are we doing it? Do you need it financially? Do you really need it? Or are we doing it because we continually see people do it and we feel as though we should too?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think like goes back to pricing for your happiness. Mm-hmm. And in that regards to minis, that regards to even, I was talking to someone recently and they said that they used to do like print albums. And yeah. So all year they would like obviously have that as their thing that they offered in their packages where they would build the album. But then when did everybody reach out? Fucking November before Christmas. So right when slow season hits, like this person was having to do like 40 albums for all the wedding clients that they had booked. And so it was just a complete like the money wasn't worth it. The peace of mind is so much worth it. Like peace of mind in your time. And the reason why you are a wedding photographer, if you've gotten to the certain point where you are full time, like fucking celebrate that shit. Congrats. Amazing. But also, yes, there's always more ways to make money because money, we don't believe money is a bad thing here. But we also believe that like my peace of mind and my life and fun is way more important to me. Like way more important to me. And then also like impact, like really quick segue into like our retreats. Like me and Cass were talking about like, yes, we do like price ourselves at like, it's not cheap to go to one of our retreats because we feel like we add a lot of fucking value. We give so much, we add a luxury experience to our retreats and we're really proud of those things. But also like we're talking about hiring on like a stylist and like, therefore we won't make as much money. And to us, like money isn't like everything to us anymore. Like it's more about like giving back. And we talk about being servant hearted. And like, I never want that to seem disingenuous because it's like truly like that is our hearts. Like I think in the entire process of us being friends, like we've both worked through certain points of our life where we're like, we think we're like, yeah, we could be a millionaire. Like, yeah, we could fucking be that. But then we're like, no, bitch, that's not our purpose. Like mm-hmm. every time we know we could like for sure. And I'm not just trying to fucking have a big head over here, but I think that like Cass and I know we could reach that certain level, but like that's not happiness to us. We value happiness.
Well, and just because it's possible doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, that's a whole nother fucking topic. But I would say we talked about a lot of things today. We hope that you guys got a lot out of this podcast. We want to start doing like more photography, industry, unpopular opinions, hot takes, all the things. So if you have some ideas or some different topics that we should talk about, let us know. Or things you want to hear, please let us know. We love you guys. We're happy to be back. And we hope that you guys level the fuck up this week.
Ta-ta for now.